All right, here we go. My name is Jeff Kay, and you are listening to episode 68 of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Before we get started, I have a couple quick things for you. First of all, I mentioned recently that I was watching the reboot of Veronica Mars, which was an old TV show in, I don't know, early 2000s, 2005 maybe. It's on for 3 seasons, really good. And then recently, maybe like 2015, somewhere in that neighborhood, they made a movie with all the people from the show. They came back and made a movie. You know, Veronica Mars moved back to town, got sucked back into it. Started helping her dad run the private eye business. She's back in it, baby. So the movie was great. Now Hulu's doing a whole season of new episodes. Excellent. I watched all of them. I finished them. And I like 99% of it. I think the last 10 minutes of the final episode, open for debate on what whether that, you know, I don't know. But anyway, I enjoyed it. It was really well done, and I can't recommend it enough. A couple things, though, or one thing. The thing I forgot to mention, while I'm watching that rebooted season 4, you know, at the beginning when they have all the credits, couple, maybe 3 episodes said, and I had to go to Google. I had to take to Google to make sure that what I saw wasn't just imagined, some kind of like fever dream. Maybe I was having a series of mini strokes. I don't know. But a couple of the episodes said written by, you ready for this? Written by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Isn't that weird? It's true. The guy's writing TV scripts. I mean, how weird is that? So the man's he's a Renaissance man. He's a jazz aficionado. He wears goggles, or he used to anyway. And I think that's about it. I mean, the guy's like jazz. Okay, jazz goggles. He had 2 names. He had Lou Alcindor and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He played basketball. Oh, forgot. He played basketball. Can't forget that. And what else? Isn't he like into wine or something? I don't know. I think he's into jazz, but maybe wine too. And now he's a TV writer. There could be other aspects. The man, he's a Renaissance man, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Anyway, I thought that was weird. I mean, we're talking weird. And then another thing, this is number 2 before we get started. Tony and I talked about this yesterday. She agrees with me to a certain extent. She thinks I take it too far, but let me tell you something that happened, or something I saw on Facebook. And this is the ups and downs, the yin and yang of Facebook. All right. So I'll tell you why I like it. There's certain aspects that I like, in certain aspects that make my blood boil with anger, fury. All right, that's the part where Tony thinks I'm crazy. All right, so there's this musician that I've always loved since like the late 70s. He goes by the name Reckless Eric. I think I might have mentioned him on here before. He came out of the Stiff Records label in the late 70s in England. And he had an album, in the U.S., they released a compilation album of his early singles and stuff. And as far as I knew, that was his first album because I didn't know any better. You know, I didn't know who he was really at that point. It was just released under the title The Whole Wide World. And it was just a collection of songs that he'd recorded, like singles and stuff off of maybe, I don't know. It was odds and sods, as they say. It's just a collection of songs. And it was great. Every song was great. I loved it. Whole Wide World, great song. Well known. That's his most well known song. All right. So, and I follow him all the way through to today. Love that guy. Reckless Eric. He's one of those, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe him. But he came out of the Stiff Records, punk rock. He's definitely not punk rock, but he came out of that whole scene. So anyway, so I follow him on all the social media. He's married to a woman who's also a great singer-songwriter named Amy Rigby. They live up in upstate New York. Eric is extremely British. He's got an extreme British accent, which is cool, you know. I have no issue with that. Amy's American. They live in upstate New York. All right, I follow both of them on all the social medias. Big fan of both. Okay, so she posted this picture a couple days ago of Eric all bundled up, walking through this snow, you know, this hellacious snowstorm, walking into a Price Chopper grocery store, right? And the description was, it explained that Reckless Eric was going inside the store to buy the stuff to make BLTs. And I thought, that is freaking cool, you know? The guy's just a normal, I don't know, some of these people from like when I was young that meant a lot to me when I was young especially, they're like mythological in my mind. It's like I don't even know. It's like they don't even really exist in the world. They're just mythological creatures, you know. And to see Reckless Eric walking into a grocery store in a driving snowstorm to buy BLT fixings, now that's cool, you know. I love that. So that picture and the description, you know, it made me very happy. All right, so that's the happy side of Facebook. All right, now the comments. I don't know if it was the very first, but one of the very first comments was, this is the part that irritates the shit out of me. Tell me if I'm wrong. One of the very first comments was, I bought my provisions last night. It's like, who gives a shit? A, who gives a shit? B, who the hell are you? And C, fuck off, you know? See, that stuff irritates me. What? Everything has to be turned back. Everybody is about me, you know? Like, there's a cool picture of Reckless Eric walking into the store to buy BLT fixings, and somebody flips it around about them, to make it about them. See, that's the stuff that irritates me. And I did a solid 10 minutes on it, and Tony thought, meh. Tony said, well, you know, I agree, but I don't know why you're getting so worked up about it. I wasn't that worked up about it. It irritates me, though. That's just an indicator. That's a small microcosm of the good and the bad on the Facebook stuff. So, anyway, that's the two things I had to get off my chest first. This was my birthday weekend. Birthdays are not special. I mean, you know, everybody has a birthday. It's not a great accomplishment. I mean, even Hitler had a birthday, you know. It's not a great accomplishment to be born. I guess maybe it is, but, you know, everybody alive was born, so, you know, it's not that. Anyway, but, you know, it is my birthday and on Saturday, and I'll tell you what we did. Let's see. On Saturday we went to lunch at the Primanti Brothers. You familiar with this? They started out in Pittsburgh. Now they're a chain. There's a chain of them, right? And the thing about that place, all right, there's a lot of goodwill with the Primanti Brothers, you know. It's one of those places you want to love. Thing about it is, every time I've gone there, I'm like, it's all right, you know. I've never been blown away. People love it. I mean, people are like, it's one of those, it's sort of like, I don't know, it's like a Chick-fil-A thing where it's just like a cult or something. It's like, you've never had a sandwich until you've had a Primanti Brothers. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, it's all right. They put French fries on their sandwich, which I don't like. I mean, the last time I went there, okay, a couple things. Last time, they put this tangy slaw. It's not really like coleslaw. I don't even know how to describe it. It's kind of like the pieces. It's not shredded finely. It's like, you know. Anyway, it's a tangy slaw. That comes on everything, on every sandwich, and French fries. And they use a shitload of meat, you know. That's their thing. All right. See, they bring it out, and they got a steak knife stuck down the middle of it, and you cut it in half. It's huge. All right, so that's the thing. That's their thing. Everything's huge servings. And they have a lot of beer, different beers in there, million TV screens. And I don't know. It's one of those, they have a cult following. People love it or claim to. So every time I've gone there, I've probably been there like, I don't know, 10 times since they opened here lately in the last couple of years. And it's all right. But every time I go in there, I'm like, yeah. So this time, I remember, I mean, it's very well documented. I don't like the French fries on the sandwich. I just don't know. It's weird. I don't like the texture. I don't like the taste. It's not, shouldn't be French fries on a sandwich, but that's what they do. That's what they're known for. So this time I said, I'm just going to order it. Ever how they bring it, that's what I'm eating. I ordered, it was called the Pittsburgher. It had like a, I don't know, they said it was like a Salisbury steak. That's the way the guy described it. So it's like, I've had that before. And it's, I got it just the way they brought it. And the way that, you know, the standard way they make it. So I don't know. What's your opinion on the Primanti brother? And if I criticize it at all, if I ever say anything that's mildly negative, the very first thing is, oh, you got to go to the original. The original location in Pittsburgh, that's the one, that's where. Like, I don't, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's like that shit beer they serve up in, or they sell up in Canada. It's like, oh, you gotta buy it in Canada. It's like, it's the same swill. Yeah, it's not, there's no difference, you know. It's not like they, I don't know, maybe they do make a Canadian version and an American, you know what I'm saying. But anyway, there's always this built-in, oh, you got to go to the original location. You can't go to one of these, now that they're a chain, you have to go to the original Primanti Brothers up in Pittsburgh. I don't know. I mean, I don't hate it, but I don't know what the cult's all about. It's one of those things, every time I go there, I'm like, that's my reaction every time. All right, so then that night, Tony said, what do you want to do for your birthday? She goes, you want to go to lunch, or do you want to go to Backyard Ale House for some beers later? I said, I want to do both. She goes, what? Can't do that. I said, oh, yes, we can. So I paid for one. I said, I'll pay for one, you pay for the other. You know, I don't want to. So, you know, so anyway, so we went to Backyard Ale House that evening, and place was, I mean, you couldn't even find any parking around there. I was like, what the hell's going on? It wasn't late, so it shouldn't have been so crowded. So we walked in there. We finally found a parking spot. We had to go around the block multiple times. Finally found a parking spot. We walked in there, and the backyard, the titular, how you like that? Backyard from the title, Backyard Ale House, is closed for a fundraiser, it said. So you couldn't go out there. It was like some kind of private party. So we sat inside the bar. We've never sat inside the bar. And we sat up by the front window, and it was fun. It was good. They had this, I don't know what it's called, single cut. It was an IPA called Single Cut 18 Watt IPA. Excellent. Man, that shit is kicking. I'm not talking about alcohol. I'm talking about the taste. Really good. So we had 2 pints each of that. We're sitting up by the front window. And the outside the bar, there's a, you know, in the front windows, you can't see in from the outside, but you can see out from the inside. And we're sitting there, and this man standing with a suit is standing there, I guess looking at his reflection in the mirrored glass, and we could see. So I snapped a picture. Oh my God, one of my favorite pictures of all time. It ranks right up there with the legendary Mr. Funnel Pants, which is also one of my favorite pictures of all time. If you're a surf reporter, you know what I'm talking about, Mr. Funnel Pants. And I'll post both pictures at the website if you want to see them. But anyway, this picture is fantastic that I snapped of this guy. I put it on Instagram and at Facebook. If you want to check it out, I'll put it at the Surf Report as well. But anyway, that thing was hilarious. Also, when we sat down, well, I put my elbow on the table and the thing like tipped, you know, I mean radically tipped. And I was like, this isn't very good. They're going to be bringing beers out here, and this table's on rockers, you know. So I told the waitress, and she goes, I'll have somebody fix that. And some guy comes out there with this, I don't know, some kind of kit, and he gets down on his hands and knees and fixes the thing. They're fantastic. They have the best customer service in the world in this place. Everybody's super friendly. Ah, it's great. They have a great beer list. Backyard Ale House. If you're in Scranton and you like the beer, they have good food too, if you're interested in that. But anyway, that was good. That was fun. I got that great picture out of it. So that was worth the price of admission right there. Plus the two pints of that 18 watt IPA. The place is kicking. All right. So that was basically my birthday. This weekend I also binge watched. I don't really like that phrase, but that's what I did. That Jack Ryan season 2 on Amazon. Really good. Loved it. I loved the way it ended, you know. I don't know why all these shows have to end with somebody getting killed. I don't want to do any spoilers on this thing. But it feels like all these shows, there has to be some catastrophic turn of events at the end of all these shows. This one ended in a way that made me feel good, you know. I liked it. It was good. I can't wait for... That's a show right there, that Jack Ryan. They could continue doing that thing for 25 years, you know, if they hold up their, you know, the quality. Because it's not like a soap opera type thing. It's like, I don't know, it's hard to describe, but... Yeah, that's a good show if you're into that kind of thing. Also includes Jim Halpert from The Office. It also includes Doug Stamper from House of Cards. So I only know these people from their old shows. And it also includes the guy from The Wire. I can't remember what his name was. But anyway, it's a really good show if you're into that kind of thing. Jack Ryan, Amazon Prime. Also, recently I watched, let's see, what's that other, what was that show I watched? It was, hang on a second, I'm going to put this on pause. Oh yeah, The Devil Next Door documentary about this old man. Well, he wasn't that old. He was like 66 when it started. He was like a retired Ford. Did I talk about this already? I can't remember. He was a retired Ford, he worked in a Ford plant, Cleveland. He was Ukrainian. You know, one day the cops just come in there, arrest him, and accuse him of being, this guard at one of the death camps, one of the Nazi death camps. And Ivan the Terrible, they accused him of being a notoriously evil guard at one of the death camps in Poland. And he was known under the name Ivan the Terrible. He's like some old guy that's lived in Cleveland for many years. He's like, what? Who? What? You know. So it's like a multiple, I think there's like 5 episodes. It's a documentary about this whole escapade. Crazy. You know, I'm not going to tell you how it ended up. But that's a crazy story. God, you know. The guy's just like some old, you know, he has kids here. He's like, lives in Cleveland. He's got a wife and kids, and he retired recently. And the FBI or CIA or somebody comes in, snatches him, takes his ass over to Israel, you know. He has to stand trial over there, and the guy's like, what? Ivan, what? You know. So anyway, that's crazy. And then now I started watching Mindhunter. Is that on Netflix? Yeah. So I don't know. I'm watching a lot of TV. You know what I've done? You know what I do is I watch it on my computer down here in the office. Put my headphones on and I'm just check out from the world, baby. That's a good thing. So anyway, those are my TV. I powered through Jack Ryan. Let's see. Today, as I record this, Cyber Monday. I've made some purchases already. I purchased some glassware from the Dogfish Head website. Dogfish Head, which is a craft brewery. And I bought a growler. And I got a growler, 64-ounce growler, and three pint glasses, and shipping included for $20. What do you think about that? $20 for all that. So they're having some kind of Cyber Monday deal. Also, I bought a photograph, an 8x10 from the vault, or from the files. There you go, from the files of an old newspaper. It's a 1966 press photo of Gene Shepard, that old guy, that radio guy that I love, his stories. They took his stories and they made Christmas Story out of it, which I don't know. That's not the reason I like him. I like him because of his radio show that I have like 850 episodes on MP3 that I have. They're on my phone. I have like 850 episodes of the old Gene Shepard show. It was on from 57, I think, through sometime in the 70s. But in the 60s, that's when he was kicking. So I love that guy. I love his radio show. The guy's a raconteur. He's like tells stories. I mean, every show, it was like a 45-minute show. It was in New York. It was on in New York, WOR, in New York City. Came on at like 11:15 at night. It was 45 minutes, 11:15 to midnight. And, I mean, he would tell stories, or he would, like, talk about stuff he saw, whatever. He didn't have guests or anything, sort of like this podcast, except it was good. And the guy's like a master story. So anyway, I love that guy. Big fan of Gene Shepard. In the 70s, they took some of his stories from when he was a kid. He wrote these books too. Like, I don't want to get too deep into it, but he wrote a book called In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash. And in that book, it's all these stories about when he was a kid, and they're all in that Christmas story. It's like the kid getting his tongue stuck on the pole. All that shit, you know? The Daisy Rifle, whatever. It's all from that book. And he told these stories on his show over and over again. So anyway, I bought a press photo from 1966 of Gene Shepard. And the caption on it, which is attached to the back of it, it says, Gene Shepard, who's the host of the Gene Shepard Show on WOR, something along those lines, is about to release his first book called In God We Trust. That's cool. It came straight out of the files of a newspaper. I can't remember which one. I got that off eBay. So when I originally saw that thing, it was $20 plus $5 shipping. I said, I don't want to pay that much. And it's cool, but I don't want to pay $25 for it. Cyber Monday, 55% off. So I bought that too. I also, this is my final purchase of the day. Getting a little carried away, making me a little nervous. But I subscribe to this, it's not really a baseball website, a sports website called The Athletic. You familiar with this? It's a subscription website, and it's got all kinds of baseball journalism on it. And I always wanted that. So they have 1 year for $20. That's the first year. That's an introductory price. Cyber Monday. So I bought that too. So there you go. So those are my purchases. When we were coming home from the backyard ale house the other night, we stopped at the beer store because it's all about the beer. Because it was supposed to, there's this big snowstorm bearing down on us. I said, we got to get provisions, man. And Tony said, what do you mean? I said, beer. So we stopped at the beer store. And I was going to buy a case, or I did buy a case of the Yuengling Lager, which is the golden elixir. Went in there, and when I walked in, this guy goes, hey, how you doing? And he's like, he's walking out, I'm walking in. He's like real friendly. Hey, how you doing? Like we know each other. I'm like, oh, whatever. I wasn't even really paying any attention. And there's a dog in there. There's a dog inside the store. And so I went over there and started petting the dog. And everything's good. So then the guy that's working behind the counter carries the guy's beer out. And I'm like, was that? It started to dawn on me who the guy was, the guy that was buying the beer. And I said, is that the, he's on the news. He's like a newscaster on the big channel here, the big news channel around here. I said, is that, I don't want to say his name. And he goes, yeah, that was him and his dog, Ranger, Granger. I don't know his name, Ranger. I'm like, eh, that's cool, I guess. I said, what kind of beer do you buy? I was talking to another guy that was waiting in line. The guy that was behind the counter carried the beer out for the guy. I don't know why. I don't know. Because he's a VIP or something? He's like some fairly well-known newscaster in this area. And he carries the beer out to his car. Eh, whatever. And his dog's in there. And his name's Granger. Or maybe Ranger. I don't know. But I said, what kind of beer do you buy? He goes, I didn't pay any attention. I'd like to know that too. So when the guy came back in, we said, what kind of beer do you buy? He goes, Bud Light Platinum. I said, what the? He goes, yeah, that's what he always buys. That's his go-to. I said, all right, whatever. So then the other guy that was waiting in line goes, how often's he in here? Like every night? Guy goes, no, he's not in here every night, but he likes his beer. And we were like, oh, well, there's nothing wrong with that, And he goes, yeah, he's in here quite often, He always buys a case of Bud Light Platinum. And then the guy's like, yeah, he always brings his dog in, that's fine. I mean, I guess this is the guy that, behind the counter. He goes, like, yeah, he always bring, whatever. It wouldn't bother me if he asked permission, I mean, it's all right though, he's a good guy, down to earth guy, but he could ask if it's okay to bring the dog in the store. I'd say yes, but it'd be nice if he'd kind of ask. He's like going back and forth on this thing, so. So that was my big star sighting on Saturday night after I took a picture of that guy standing outside the window. And then I see the big time newscaster buying a case of beer with his dog. A stranger. I don't know what the hell. Something like that. What else am I? Oh, this is, I'm going to close out the birthday part of the festivities. And this is, all right, this is my parents. I told you somebody described me at work in some kind of a report. They referred to me as a heavy-set gray-haired man, which is super flattering, right? All right, so this, all right, keep that in the back of your mind. All right, so my parents sent me a birthday card, and this is what it says. It says, "Happy birthday to a son with a big heart." That's what it says on the front. Then you open it up and it plays this thing. Listen to this. And then it says, "And a bottomless stomach." Like, what the? And it's got a picture of some, it's like a cartoon of some guy with his mouth open. And there's just like an avalanche of fast food going on. There's like a Big Mac and a piece of cake and all this food just like cascading into this guy's mouth. Like, what is going on? I mean, what? This is my parents. You know? It's got a... Listen to this. It's got donuts and ice cream tumbling into this guy's mouth. A bottomless stomach. It's a good thing I'm dead inside. You know? All right, we're at the end of this thing. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want another episode later in the week instead of just this measly Monday episode, you can do it. It's easy. It's simple. Just head on over to patreon.com/JeffK. That's patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation. They call it a patronage. I call it a donation. It means the same thing either way. It helps me out a great deal. And as a thank you, I do an extra episode for patrons only. That comes out near the end of the week. There's always an extra one. You get the Monday one out on the main network, and then there's an extra episode for patrons only later in the week. So if you're interested in being a part of that small select group, do it today. Patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up. $4 or more will do it. $4 or more will do it. Will do it. Apostrophe LL. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, speaking of Patreon, I lost this box of stuff. I mentioned this recently. I have this box of goodies. It's buttons and stickers and magnets, all kinds of cool stuff. You know, podcast oriented. And I had it. I was going to use it in care packages for patrons above the $8 level. And it went missing. I put it down in the basement. And because we had interlopers, also known as visitors, and I don't want sitting around. I don't want any questions. I don't want people, what the hell, what's this shit, you know? You know, and I got to justify it. I don't need that. So I put it in the basement temporarily. When I went back down there to retrieve it, gone. Thing was gone. It's like making me insane. I went down there a couple times with my flashlight. And that's a signal to the universe that I'm serious about this shit. I'm going to find it. You know, if I have my flashlight, mister, I'm sending a signal to the world. Couldn't find it. The other day I was down there doing something. Had nothing that I wasn't looking for it. I pretty much written it off. I got it in my head that the things had been tossed into the dumpster. When we had that dumpster, Tony said, "Nah, that dumpster was long before you put it down there." I'm like, I don't know. I had it in my head that it got tossed in an overzealous trash extraction, you know? But anyway, I found it. There was stuff stacked on top of it. It was over in the corner, far away from where I put it. Tony said, "Well, you had to put it there." I said, "No, I did not. You know, somebody else moved it." And I mean, this is the kind of stuff that makes me insane. I don't know. I don't want to get into it. But I found it. Order has been restored. The box is back in the bunker. I will be putting together care packages for the $8 patrons, and there's some cool stuff in there. So if you want to be a part of that, if you want to be a part of the whole Patreon wonderland, it's a beautiful world. It's almost like Allentown. Maybe it's not that great, but you know what I'm saying. If you want to do it, patreon.com/JeffK. All right, we're at the end. I hope you guys enjoyed yourself today, and I will be back later in the week over on the Patreon site with a new episode of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Until then, you guys have yourselves a fine, fine week. I'll see you. Bye. Good thing I'm dead inside.